Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series of walking through salvation history. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. In Genesis chapter 1, God creates both the invisible world of the angels and the visible world. And the whole account culminates in the creation of man and woman. Scripture is very clear about what happened. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. That means a good God created a good world, and he created you very good. Then in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we're told that God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him the breath of life. The Hebrew word for breath is ruah. It's the same word we hear in Genesis 1, where the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters. So ruah, or breath, refers to the Holy Spirit. God breathed into Adam his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And in so doing, God was giving him a share in the divine life, making him an adopted son of God. So God the Father created the world, the angels, and us, so that he could share his divine life with us, and we would become sons and daughters in his universal family. That's why Peter tells us that we're called to be partakers of the divine nature. And John tells us we are to become like God. That was the plan. That is still the plan. And that is the purpose of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Then in Genesis chapter 2, God places man in a relationship, not a test chamber. He placed him in the garden to till it and keep it. And then God speaks as a father to him. You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. When God said, you may freely eat, this signifies that he gave them free will. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil signifies the authority to determine good and evil. Only God has that authority. We don't. The temptation is, though, to push God aside and decide for ourselves what is good and what is evil. And when we do that, we're trying to be God. So God's moral law, it's not a restriction of freedom. It's actually a revelation of how we are designed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Now, some people say the Catholic Church has too many rules, and they see the moral law as a limitation on their freedom. But the moral law is not a restriction. It's an expression of our design. God is love, and he made us in his image. That means we were made to love. And the commandments and the moral teachings of the Church simply describe what love looks like in practice. They are to us what an owner's manual is to a car, not arbitrary rules, but a guide that reveals how we operate at our best. Imagine if I had just purchased a new car, let's say a red Ford Mustang, and as soon as I got it home, I read the owner's manual, which told me, change your oil every 3,000 miles, inflate the tires to 35 pounds of pressure, and use unleaded fuel only. Then imagine me flying into a rage. Who does Ford think they are? This is my car. I own it. And I'm free to do whatever I want with my car. And gas is expensive these days. But hey, wait a minute. The grocery store down the street is selling green Kool-Aid for 24 cents a gallon. So I use my freedom and my last fumes of gas, and I drive to the store and buy enough green Kool-Aid to fill my tank. Now, was I free to do this? Yes. But what am I now? Well, I'm a pedestrian, of course. See, Ford wasn't trying to deny my freedom by giving me the owner's manual. Ford designed the car and knew how it worked, and Ford wanted me to know what to do and not do so my car would reach its full potential. The moral law is like this. It's an expression of our design. If we break the moral law, we break ourselves. And in the end, we are less free, not more. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. God is an exceedingly good Father, who placed his life in the soul of Adam and Eve so that by grace they could share in everything he is and does. Satan received the same gift and then rejected it. And out of envy now, he seeks to destroy that gift in us. St. John Paul II said, "The devil seeks to abolish the fatherhood of God by placing in doubt the truth about God who is love." Now recall that God told Adam and Eve that if they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would die. But in Genesis chapter 3, the devil spreads a lie that sows doubt in the goodness of God. Satan said, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like him." The lie is subtle, but devastating. Satan insinuates that God is not a loving father, but a controlling master, and that we are not his children, but his slaves. God's command is recast as jealousy, his moral law as a chain, and the implication is clear. God forbids the tree not to protect us, but to keep us from becoming like him. So if we want to be free, if we want to be like God, then we have to break the chains of his moral law and decide for ourselves what is good and what is evil. The Catechism tells us, "Man tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command." And then it says, all subsequent sin would follow the same pattern, a failure to trust in the goodness of God, which leads to the disobedience of sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Original sin shattered the harmony that God had created. Turning away from God, our first parents lost their share in the divine life. They damaged the powers of their soul. They wounded the relationship between each other and disrupted creation itself. It was our sin that brought suffering, disease, and death into the world. But we can't fix it. And no government program, no economic or education system, no scientific or medical advance, no philosophy, no military power, nothing on earth can save us. Only God can save us from ourselves. And this is why Jesus comes. Not merely to give us better rules, but to reveal the truth about God the Father, so that we will learn to trust him. So maybe as a resolution, we need to ask ourselves, in what way do I distrust God? That might take the form of pride and self-reliance, or worry, or some teaching of the church that we don't agree with or are not following. But it is a universal temptation and a universal struggle to trust God. So let us, as a resolution, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us in our own particular way how we struggle to trust God, and then the way to practice trust in him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with this meditation on the creation and the fall in Genesis, Teresa?
I had a much smaller thought, which is just the satisfaction of this exact description of rules, because I hate rules. I don't like them. But I realized growing up, I would be very rebellious. And yet, I think for the most part, we didn't disagree too much on major rules, because we had this understanding in our family that we're a bit argumentative in a good way. Not angry, but we certainly discuss things. So I always had this basic understanding that as a kid, if there was some rule or something that I disagreed with, we would talk about it. And if I had my reasons, you had your reasons, either the rule would change because we brought up something and it was like, oh, this makes more sense, so you don't have to follow that rule. Or if I couldn't find a reason that was good enough to trump it, then it was just logical to follow that rule. And I think that gave me a really good relationship with rules. Now, probably a bad relationship with rules as a whole, because now I look at more arbitrary rules and I'm like, why are you? Why do you exist? Why do people follow you? Why aren't people questioning this? But I remember growing up, this strange, I would talk to other kids and I'd be like, oh, we're going to go do this. And they'd be like, I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do blank for just like, I'm like, why? And they're like, because I'm not allowed to. I was like, well, oh, have you talked to your parent about it? And they're like, no, I'm just not allowed to. And it blew my mind. But that's normal, to be clear. But because of this odd relationship we had with being able to discuss things, I think there's a more natural understanding that these rules aren't arbitrary.
But that's precisely the struggle that people have at the core. They seem arbitrary because we don't understand our design.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the rules are based on our design. It's like,
in fact, the rules are an expression of our design.
It's just how we operate. It's why no matter how ridiculous the question is or the problem with my nephews, if they ask why they can't do something, I'm going to give them the most realistic answer as to why they can't do it. And I think because all of us treat them that way, that's why they're also so argumentative.
Oh, so when, so Elliot, every time recently, every Sunday night when we have supper, you know, it's winter. And when we have supper, it's dark and it's been really cold recently. And every Sunday he wants to play. He wants to say, Papa, Papa, let's go outside in the backyard and play racquetball. So what I need to say to him next time is, okay, Elliot, you just go on out there. Here's a racket. Here's a ball. And when you freeze to death...
It wouldn't work because he'd go out. He would be like, well, I need my gloves and I need my coat. And he would go out and he'd have the time of his life. And then he'd just come in when he was done because they're so practical. But my best friend and my roommate, she watches my nephews all the time. She's their nanny. And she'll text me and she'll say, I don't know what just happened. I just ended up in a 30-minute discussion over some really specific rule, going back and forth trying to explain it. And I, like, halfway through, I realized I'm arguing with a 3-year-old.
But that's the thing.
It's incredible.
I always tried with you guys. I actually never spoke to you guys as kids. I always spoke to you like I would speak to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tried to explain the rationale. Yeah. I never used.
Yeah. Even theologically. I said so. And I think that was probably, people always ask what, they see how my siblings and I behave and they ask where that came from. And like, oh, how do you replicate that? And I've never known how to answer, but I think this is the core of it, where there was just real logic and discussion. You never talked down to us, and there was always an explanation, and rules never felt arbitrary.
Yeah.
So we respected the ones that it was just reasonable and we could see the reason. And otherwise, yeah, there was freedom there.
There is no teaching by the Catholic Church on morality that is arbitrary. It all flows from the essence of who God is as love, and then us being made in his image as love.
Yeah, yeah. It's so logical and it's so beautiful. And it's because it's just grounded in reality.
It's really striking. In all of the church's moral teachings, it's never against love. What the church is against is not loving enough.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.